It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
With over a third of our children being overweight or obese, it's a scary number of kids, and there are also many saddled with diabetes, ADHD, cancer, heart disease. Oh my gosh, it's time to step up for change, a healthy change. We can't let this go on and on and on. And the person who is right on track to make this big difference that we can participate in is Chef Ann Cooper, and she's here in our kitchen to motivate you to join her in turning the tide of childhood disease by serving them simply fresh, nutrient-packed food. Welcome again to our Family Food Kitchen, Chef Ann. You know we love it when you're here. You are one person who puts your time and energy where your mouth is. I mean, you really do it. We can all learn, and let's all jump on board and with Chef Ann. So first, just give us the lowdown on your Parent Advocacy Initiative program.
Well, first, I want to thank you again for having me on the show. And I really love being able to talk about the work we do and talk about how parents can get involved. One of the projects that we have, one of our programs, is the Parent Advocacy Initiative. And through this program, we're trying to really educate parents about how they can have positive impact on food in their kids' schools. And we give a lot of information that parents really need. I think that part of the frustration that parents feel is they look at the food sometimes and they go, this isn't good enough. This isn't what we want to feed our kids. But they also don't have a real understanding about how heavily regulated school is, how little money there is in it, and what it takes to actually get the food on the plate. So we try and educate parents and give them the tools that can help them change their kids' school food.
Well, you have a whole website dedicated to this, and one of the things that caught my eye was your Inspired page. Tell us what's on that.
Well, we try and really inspire everyone to change the school food in their kids' school. And so, as the name, you know, connotes, it's really about inspiration. It's really about getting parents to be inspired to look at the kind of changes that they can do. So on the Get Inspired page, we have videos, numerous videos made not only by myself, but other people as well, that talk about school food, that talk about school food change, that talk about different things you can do to help change the food in your school. We also have blogs and things like that. But one of the things I recommend if a parent or an advocate is trying to change school food and trying to get some other parents to do it with them is to share some of these videos or even have a little meeting or meal or time together, cocktail hour, and share some of the videos and start to talk about what better school food would look like.
Yeah, and you know what makes this so fantastic, it's that everything is at your fingertips. When you look at the website, not just the Inspire page, but the Parent Advocacy Toolkit, everything you could have ever imagined is there. It makes it so easy. And I know this for a fact because I've been using it for the past about 6 months that I've been trying to get this in my own school district. And anytime somebody asks me something, I know I can go to the toolkit and find the answer or find a handout or a testimonial that'll answer that exact question. So I want to stress to everybody, if you feel like you're helpless when you look at school lunches, you're not. And all you have to do is visit chefannfoundation.org and click on the Parent Advocacy Toolkit, and you will find everything you need to get started. Chef Ann, is there any testimonial or any specific story or program that you want to share to inspire us today?
Well, I think that one of the things I'd just like to follow up on what you were just saying about go to the website, one of the great things we have is an infographic, and it's Food in America's School, How It Works and Why It Matters, and it's this really great infographic that helps you understand or helps parents and advocates understand what's really happening in the National School Lunch Program. I think the other thing that I'd really like to say is when you're looking through the Inspired section, you really do see stories by parents about what it took them to help change school food. And I think that that is really important, because it's one thing for me to talk about how I did it. I think it's another thing for parents and advocates to hear from their peers about what they were able to do and the kind of things they were able to do in changing school food. I mean, the reason I'm in Boulder, and actually the reason I was in Berkeley before, is that there were parent groups that were really serious about changing the school food, and over time, they were able to influence the school district into making positive change. And I think that that's what every parent needs to know, is they have the power.
So it sounds to me like parent groups is where you start, is saying, okay, and I know we all have parent friends who are struggling and wishing the school system of food delivery was better, but you've set it up for to make it possible. So I love your idea of just sort of getting everybody together, sitting down, watching these YouTubes and say, okay, let's get started. What is, you also have a page that says do one thing. So what is the do one, once we've gotten together, what's the do one thing we have to do?
So everyone's do one thing could be different, but I give speeches all over the country, and I always talk about do one thing, because I think in our lives we're so busy and there's so much going on that it's so easy to get overwhelmed. So I say do one thing, and that one thing could be starting to cook more at home, or have a garden at home, or grow some food with your kids, or take your kids shopping. So you can do one thing at home, but if you want to do one thing in schools, it might be showing your principal or your food service director this website. You might have a little cocktail hour and show a bunch of your friends some of the videos. You could go to a PTA meeting or a PTO meeting and show the video.
Yep.
There's so many things you can do, and there's a whole section of do one things, and we have one for each month. We skip July because it's vacation time. We'll have one for August. And different things that parents can do in their homes and in their schools.
Yeah, I think it's, the difference is obvious. Your children will be eating healthier, but also think about how much easier mornings will be at home. Selfish, but that is like my main motivation here, is no longer having to pack lunches instead, or packing fresh salad is really hard. So if they have the chance to eat healthier lunches at school and salad bars at school, I'm all for it. And I think you're going to find a lot of parents are going to be on board if you just show them the information and get them involved. So, Chef Ann, it's amazing. The material you guys were able to put together to navigate this maze and help every parent understand that they can make a change. All they need is to want to make the change. I've always used this phrase, when you want something, you make it happen. When you don't, you make excuses. So, go ahead.
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. And I'd really like to tell all the people listening that there's a couple things you can really do. You can go to chefannfoundation.org and sign up for the newsletter. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, on all social medias, and really participate in the conversation. Follow us, like us, tell us what you're thinking, read the newsletters, comment back to us. Because the more discussion we can have and the more we can talk about these issues, the sooner we'll resolve them.
Well, thank you. That sounds perfect. And then if we have questions, that's also a great way to reach you, right? And to ask for help if you do run into an obstacle or a hard situation. Social media is a great place to go and look for help. So just to say it again, the website is chefannfoundation.com. .org, and you will find there the parent advocacy toolkit, as well as the salad bar program and the lunchbox program. So just visit the website. You're going to find everything you need. Thank you so much, Chef Ann. And remember, everybody, you can always find healthy solutions to feed your families on our website, and that's kidcritics.org, spelled with two K's. All our past episodes are on radiomd.com, so if you missed one or want to share one with your friends, just go to our show page, which is Family Food Kitchen, and pick the episode you want to listen to. Thank you. Stay well.